Okay, good afternoon, everybody. I'm glad to see you all here. Also, welcome to everybody who's joining online. My name is Annelies, and I'm a teacher at a Free University of Amsterdam. And I'm also working for Haiti, and Haiti is a textual programming for kids. Now, to know, I can talk a lot about Haiti in all kinds of different stuff, and there's a lot to talk about. But I want to know what you want to know about Haiti. So let's first of all check who's familiar with Haiti. That's almost half, yeah? That's great. Well, who of you know who's the founder of Haiti? Yeah, there's a small hand. Yeah, you almost pronounced it correct, indeed. So the founder of Haiti is Feline Hermans. And she created Haiti just because she needed it, because she wanted to teach children a textual programming language. So who of you wants to know more about why Haiti is created? Or are you more want to know how you can contribute to Haiti? So what we're really looking for contributors. Are you more about the history or more about into contributing? Who's for history? Okay, and who's for contributing? Okay, so that's also half-half. Well, let's get started. So for contributing, I will talk about the Discord and the GitHub. I guess you're most familiar with it. And for the history, I'm going to talk about the gradual part of Haiti, the multilingual part of Haiti, and the classroom with Haiti. So, Felina, she's in computer science, so she thought, I can teach children how to do textual programming. And she came up with Python, because first she said, let's do Scratch. And then the children, they were like 12-year-old, 13-year-old, they're like, Scratch. We're already over Scratch, we know that, we want something grown up, you know, not all these colored blocks. So she said, well, let's do Python then, because, yeah, Python is, it's a big language, it's a good language, I know Python, so I can teach you Python. And then there was a problem, because all these children, and she had children who really wanted to know coding. They were not just a regular class, it was really a coding class, so they wanted to know it. And still they struggled a lot. They had a lot of errors. And they got demotivated about it. So she was like, well, if you want to learn Python, and you want to learn coding, and you're really into it, and you get a lot of errors, and then still you feel demotivated, why is that? So how can we change that? How can we change our educational system so that there are less demotivations? And she dove into the world of how we teach children a language to write. Because Python is a language, we call it a language, but it's a language for the computer. But you also learn languages to write. And then she found out that when you learn a language, you do it step by step. First you have your letters, your ABCs. Then you combine them to words, and with these words you make small sentences. Maybe they're not full when you're about 6, 7 years old, but you create small sentences. And then when they move on, when they grow up, we tell them you need to use capitals and a full stop at the end and some commas in between. So we really take it step by step, and then they have to write their whole proposals with a title and paragraphs. You don't do that when they're 6 years old. You don't go from ABCs to a whole big proposal. So she thought, maybe we can do the same for learning a textual programming language, since it's also a language. So she wanted to do something with Python and moving on gradual onto Python. Now, here's the first example. So when you go in Python, you want to print the whole world hello onto your screen, you need to use the keyword print. You have this bracket, then you have quotations, then you do the word, then another quotation, and then another bracket. So here there's a lot of mistakes to do. First of all, these children, they were 12 years old, they learned that they need to use a capital at the beginning of a sentence. But when you write a capital P with print, it's wrong, immediately an error. But you thought you'd do it right because you learned a capital and then you do it wrong. Then these brackets, there's no space in between these brackets. When you do a space, wrong. When you do the wrong bracket, we have square brackets, we have curly brackets. Wrong bracket, wrong. When you have quotations, if you miss quotations, it's wrong. So with a simple statement, like this print statement, you can make so many mistakes. And when you make many mistakes, well, it's harder to find this motivation that somewhere deep inside you want to learn it, but it's hard to get it because there are so many errors. So in Haiti, we start simple. So first you have print, space, hello, just to print hello. And then in the level further, when you know this keyword print, then we add quotations. And first we add single quotations, because single quotations is much familiar to students. So it's less taking less space up in your brain to know what you need to do. And then further on, at the end, then we add these brackets, because then you're already familiar with these quotations, and then we add brackets. Another example is the for loop. Well, with the for loop, you also have these colons, you have these four spaces, your indentation. So there's much more things you can do wrong when you want to do a for loop. So in Haiti, we start a for loop just at one line. No indentations, just one line. And a for e in range 10, that's really hard to grasp for a child, to know what it's really doing. So we start with the keyword repeat. Repeat 10 times, and then you do something what you want to repeat. And then in further levels, we go to indentations. So then you know that you need to use four spaces, and then say what you want to do. And gradually we expand it until we move onto this 4E in range 10. Are there any questions about the gradual aspects of Haiti? Yes, please.
So the kid then asks, which is correct? Is it a single quote, a double quote, parentheses? How do you respond to that?
Your question is when a kid asks like what is correct, because there are different things I showed you how to do it. Yeah, so in Haiti we have 18 levels, and in each level something else is correct. But it's not 18 times something different, of course. So in let's say the first five levels, you don't use quotations. And then from level 5 to level 10 you need to use these quotations. And for some things, Haiti it doesn't matter if you lose single quotations or double quotations. In the end, what we type in Haiti will be translated and then put into Python. So Python also can handle single and double quotations if you match them correctly, of course. So there, it doesn't matter. And then the child will see it doesn't matter. Does this answer suit you?
And so do they, when they move, say, from the quotes to quotes with parentheses, how do they conceptualize that? Do they understand that it's gradual? You were teaching me something, an easier version, and now I'm moving to the harder version, and that's the version I'm going to use from now on? Or how do you explain that to them?
Yeah, so Haiti is really based on that a teacher takes these children in these 18 levels, and you have to explain them that, hey, first we do it a little bit easier.